we're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I you?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
FM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The southern border situation was on President Biden's mind as he returned from his St. Croix holiday. He said Congress should give his administration the money it needs to address the problem. Negotiations over changes to border policy are holding up a larger package of military aid to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
Lawmakers on both sides agree they need federal help and a solution from Congress to deal with this situation. Senators met with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Negotiators are expected to keep meeting this week to try and reach a deal on the border.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. A three-judge federal appellate panel ruled the administration cannot use an emergency care law to require Texas hospitals to provide abortions for women whose lives are endangered by pregnancy. Donald Trump's legal team did not appeal Maine's ruling, booting him off its primary ballot on Tuesday. Unclear when it'll file. This is ABC News. Last year at this time, California was buried in snow. Not so much this year.
When state scientists ventured out to take the first snowpack reading of the year, there wasn't much snow to survey, finding the lowest snowpack in a decade. Only 25% of average a year ago was 185% of normal. Shonda Guzman, snow survey manager for the California Department of Water Resources, says last year's snowpack is still helping with drinking water.
Our statewide reservoirs are still well above average this time of year.
Two storms are in the forecast that could dump snow in the next week. Alex Stone, ABC News.
His family reported the death of former NFL quarterback Frank Ryan, who led the Cleveland Browns to their last NFL championship in 1964. He died while being treated for dementia. As many other late NFLers, Ryan's brain was donated to research on CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is suspected to have played a role in the progression of his dementia. Frank Ryan was 87. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
What we want.
Scientists claim they had a 20-minute conversation with a whale. Jack FM heard they had to cut it short when it tried to sell them a timeshare.
For me, says she lives for me, ovation, her own motivation. She comes out and she goes down on me, and I'll make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through, one stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse, drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show, takes the stage. We give them the game she plays to say, you would take to a crystal mantle, lift you up until you break. It won't stop, I won't come down and keep stop with the tick-tock rhythm. I bumped for the drop and then I bumped up. I took the hit that I was given and I bumped again, then I bumped again. I said, how do I get back there to the place where I fell asleep inside you? How do I get myself back to the place where you said, beneath my toes, the beats gives a feeling, an earthy feeling. I believe in the faith that grows, and the four-eyed chords can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright, alright. And I want something else to get me through this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
following is intended for mature audiences who have cash to spend.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Slight chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 22. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance for snow showers. High temperatures reach up to 27. Lows around 6 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies Thursday with highs around 24. 28 Friday. A dusting of snow overnight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
This bunch of songs in a row prefers the term non-binary.
Oh, This is 103.1 Jack FM. Resolution to stop calling radio stations? 866-930-JACK.
Shot a man while robbing his castle. Bobby Sue. a detective down in Texas. You know he knows just exactly what the facts is. He ain't gonna let those two escape justice. He makes his living off of the people's taxes. By Sue, whoa, well, she slipped away. Billy Joe caught up to her the very next day.
My life is now or never, but I ain't gonna live forever.
Does Jack FM look like an idiot to you? Well, fair enough.
I don't know if I should be co-signing this loan for you, man. I don't even know your last name.
Keep the memory of a phone call and a one While Jack FM stimulates our economy.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Slight chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 22. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance for snow showers. High temperatures reach up to 27. Lows around 6 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies Thursday with highs around 24. 28 Friday. A dusting of snow overnight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
What an incredible voice, Jack.
103.1 Jack FM.
You should consider a career in telemarketing.
Nice day for a white Jack, thanks for the gum.